is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Here we are, gentlemen, the final article of the HMT Marathon. Gentlemen, I will only say this, strap in. Now, before we get into this, let us go ahead and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. With that being said, this article was sent to me by none other than Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 26th of October. Quote unquote, he looked like the devil. The place resident's bloody encounter with machete murder suspect. Gentlemen, I'm going to have fun with this one. I'm going to take my time. A 23-year-old man unleashed a shockingly violent and grisly attack Sunday afternoon, hacking his girlfriend to death and wounding his own teenage siblings at a LaPlace home, according to authorities. Oscar Urias then allegedly chased down his girlfriend's 15-year-old sister, cornering her in a neighbor's open garage where he slashed her with a machete-like knife until her screams attracted the attention of the homeowner, a 63-year-old man who asked not to be identified. When the homeowner opened the door to the garage, Urias, who was standing over the curdled body of his girlfriend's sister, turned, his face dripping with blood. I looked him in his eyes. He looked like the devil, said the homeowner, who described seeing Urias walk around the property with the teen's innards wrapped around his neck. Urias was later arrested and booked with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder. After confessing to the killings, said Sheriff Mike Trigger. Authorities identified Urias' girlfriend as Elizabeth Tornabeen, 31. Her sister, who did not survive, has not been named. Urias' sister, 17, was in critical condition Monday at University Medical Center in New Orleans. His brother, 15, was treated and released on Sunday. This was a vicious attack, Trigger said. This is probably the top worst I've seen in my 32 years of law enforcement. A few miles away, members of Extreme Cleaners, clad in white jumpsuits, scrubbed blood from the front sidewalk of the single-story home that Urias and Tornabeen shared with her sister in the 1800 block of Fairway Drive. Blood could be seen dripping from the doorframe and down the front step. Urias's siblings were visiting from Baton Rouge for the weekend, Trigger said. All five were talking in the living room at about 4:30 p.m. Sunday, when an argument broke out between Urias and Tornabeen, according to authorities. Urias went into a bedroom, followed by his girlfriend, who walked out within moments. Urias then emerged armed with 2 knives and wearing a red colored devil mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Authorities said he proceeded to brutally attack Tornabene, stabbing her to death. His little brother and sister tried to stop him, and he turned on them and stabbed them, Trigger said. The boy and Tornabene's sister ran from the house with Urius close behind. While the boy flagged down a passing motorist for help, the girl ran into an open garage in the 2400 block of North Sugar Ridge Road. Urius continued the attack once he found her, according to authorities. The homeowner, whose wife and grandchildren ages 2 to 7 were inside the house, was watching football when he heard what he described as tired screams. When he opened the garage door and spotted Urius, who was no longer wearing a mask, he said he thought the man was trying to steal something. But when the homeowner saw the blood and what he called a machete in Urius's hand, he said he quickly stepped back and out of the way of Urius's swing. The homeowner said he shut the door and braced it with his foot as Urius, crazed and growling, began kicking the door to gain entry. "I knew I couldn't let him in here," said the homeowner, who recalled desperately ordering his wife to get their grandchildren upstairs and bring him his rifle. Within a few minutes, Urius stopped trying to enter the door and returned to hacking at his girlfriend's sister. The homeowner described hearing through the door the rhythmic whack of the machete. "I know what he was doing," the homeowner said. "The last thing I heard her say was, 'You're gonna kill me.'" Peeking through a front window that was visible to him as he braced the door, the homeowner said he saw Urius walk out of the garage with parts of the girl's insides wrapped around his neck. He also said more bloody parts were later recovered from the driveway. The sheriff's office declined to confirm the teen's injuries. Maybe they were just too grisly to talk about. It took 3 sheriff's office deputies to arrest Urius, according to the homeowner. "The only thing I regret is not being able to save her," he said of the girl who died on his garage floor. "I didn't know she was only 15 years old." Urius and Tornabene had only been living at the Fairway Drive home for about a month, according to Trigger. Investigators aren't sure where they lived before they moved to La Place. Urius, a native of El Salvador, was in the country illegally, Trigger said. Urius was being held without bond Monday, but because he was considered too dangerous for the Lieutenant Sherman Walker Correctional Center in La Place, Trigger made arrangements to transfer Urius into state custody until trial. Gentlemen, before I go any further, I must give this article its own special woo now. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Gentlemen, I think we are all in agreement with what I'm about to say. This article cannot be scored. Why? because it automatically gets the Platinum Mask Award. There is no need to even attempt to score this one. Neo the Outflanker, I must say, sir, you have presented the perfect HMT article. Yes, you have. What a perfect way to end the marathon. Mr. Urius has completely set the bar for what the Platinum Mask should look like. Everything that was described, the fact that he literally put on a devil mask, the fact that he used machete-like knives, the fact that he was in the country illegally, younger man, older woman, the fact that he got set off by this woman, also the fact that you had law enforcement say that this is the worst crime scene that he had seen in his entire career. Also, the fact that they called this guy crazed. He was without a doubt a homicidal maniac. Now, once again, we don't know what was said or what was done that set him off to this degree. Whew. I would normally be at a loss for words, but I'm not. As cold, as callous as I'm sounding with this, ladies, this is the ultimate reality that faces you. Mm-hmm. When a man finally snaps, ladies, you're not going to be able to Thanos snap the police to you. No, no. Police are a reactionary force. They only come after the event went down. So, did you honestly think that you were going to be like, oh, someone help me, and someone was going to rush to your defense? You saw what happened to the younger sister. The old guy was like, well, I don't have a gun. I'm not finna step into this. So, this old guy was smart. Yes, he regrets not being able to help the sister, but he also realized, I'm not finna throw my life away for a complete stranger. So once again, I have to reiterate this. Neo, you sent me the perfect HMT article. Oh, ladies, I told you, things were about to go off the rails. Men around the world have had enough of your entitled attitude, your outright disrespect, all of it. So now, don't be surprised if there's going to be more men who turn into homicidal maniacs because of things that you've said or done to them. And with that being said, ladies, the power is still metaphorically out. Feminism and all those illusionary powers that society has granted to you are going to go out right along with it. And as I always say, ladies, when you push a man beyond his breaking point, it's only going to be you and him in that fight. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out. Whoa.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.